Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. Voters in Sierra Leone believe the post-Civil War climate is improving. For the second time in over three decades, local elections were held. It's an encouraging sign of freedom in a region that was synonymous with brutality. 8CJB Global's Dee Walker says the radio partners are part of the rebuilding solution.
We are being the voice of Jesus proclaiming the gospel message. It's one thing to proclaim the gospel message to someone who's healthy, and it's another thing to proclaim it to someone who's in dire need of medical need. So we try to fuse the two together, integrate them in such a way that they see that we are not just a talking head.
Next, Every Child Ministries is taking an experimental approach to their outreach this year in Ghana. ECM's John Rouster says they're concentrating their ministry teams in one given area rather than traveling around to several different areas. Enthusiastic response merely emphasized the need to continue with this unique discipleship approach.
In Ghana, the church is very wide, but the depth of knowledge of the scriptures and depth of people in their Christian lives is quite shallow. And so what we're hoping to do is give more people more depth in their knowledge and their love of the Lord.
And villagers in rural Senegal want to know more about Jesus as they receive food from SIM International. The area is suffering from food shortages after the last rainy season yielded a poor harvest. Each family is now receiving 100 kilograms of millet, as well as seeds to plant beans and more millet. Local believers are helping with the distributions and responding to rising interest in Christianity. Pray that God would use them to bring the hope of the gospel to their people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.